'Tis the season of the Nutcracker, or this weekend in the Grand Estate, it's the Nutcrackers. Amy Diaz is the editor of the Hippo, the free weekly. She joins us to talk about a trio of performances of the holiday classic. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
So there's always plenty of professional and semi-pro productions of the Nutcracker every year, and I'm guessing the challenge for any stage troupe is, you know, to make it unique.
Yes. And one example of that, the Great Bay Academy of Dance out in Portsmouth is producing their version this weekend at the Music Hall, and it's called an 1836 Portsmouth Nutcracker.
So what makes this unique? It's set in Portsmouth?
Yes. And so this is an actual family. Usually the Nutcracker is sort of Victorian era, somewhere in Europe. Here, the family is the Goodwin family, an actual family that lived in Strawberry Bank in 1836. And so the backdrops are all going to be of Portsmouth of that time. The costumes are very much suited towards sort of earlier than Victorian era, you know, 1830s. And so it really gives it this local feeling.
Now, they've been doing a version of the Nutcracker for several years. How's that show evolved?
Well, this season, they've revamped the show a little bit. They've really highlighted the lighting to bring sort of different effects to the backdrops. They've updated a lot of the costumes. And there are some really neat special effects. I was speaking with a woman involved in the show who said, you know, there's a great scene where there's snow falling, and because of the way the lights hit the sort of paper snow, it's very realistic. There's also a battle scene in the Nutcracker, you know, the fight between the Nutcracker and, in this case, the Rat Queen. And here, the stage gets very smoky, sort of looks like a battlefield.
So that should be pretty exciting, and I imagine it's pretty exciting for children as well.
Yes. So they're going to have, you know, a series of shows, evening shows on Friday and Saturday, and then matinees on Saturday and Sunday. But they're also doing this thing called nutshell performances. And this is in the morning on Saturday and Sunday. And these are really focused at kids. They're about an hour long. So, you know, kids who maybe don't have the little kids who don't have the attention span for the full 2 hour production, this is their chance to still get the flavor of the show.
Well, yeah, and the Nutcracker is a big tradition for so many families. And I know from personal experience that children don't necessarily take to it like many adults think they will.
Yes. And, you know, over at the Flying Monkey in Plymouth, they're actually gearing their performance towards kids. It's called the Children's Nutcracker. It's about an hour long. Again, they're inviting kids to dress up a little when they come, if they want to wear fairy wings or tiaras or something like that. And the show has a live storyteller to help kids sort of follow the story. So it's very kid friendly. But then they also have, I think, elements that will appear to adults. They're going to have a live jazz ensemble. So it's sort of a different take on the music. And you get to see how, you know, this music written for a big orchestra can be translated down to different kinds of musicians.
Okay, so there's a couple of examples of a Nutcracker that may be a little less traditional, but there are plenty of straight-ahead traditional productions going on as well. You wrote about one in Nashua. How come?
Well, this is the Nutcracker as presented by the Northern Ballet Theater Dance Center at Keefe Auditorium in Nashua. It's matinee performances on Saturday and Sunday. And this is the first time they've done the Nutcracker in a few years, since I think about 2005, because the director really wanted to have professional dancers involved in the production. So this year they're going to have 6 professional dancers from New York City, as well as some of what she's calling her pre-professional students from the center.
Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo, and she joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. And you will find links to this trio of Nutcracker productions at our website, nhpr.org. Amy, thanks for coming in.
Have a great weekend.